Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. President Beta. Murder Master Music Show. It's that kid, Han Miller. Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. This right here is where the real rap at.
From the Dayton family.
Baby, this your boy, Aldo.
What up, y'all?
This is Keyshawn.
Yo, 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 what's up? This your boy, C-Murder, and I'm chilling with my boy, Scott Beta, and you're listening to the Murder Master Music Show. It's the hottest thing out right now, you heard me? Keep it true.
Check out the motherfucking Murder Master Music Show right here at blogtalkradio.com/Murder Master Music Show. We play nothing but the hardest gangster shit from around the globe. Plus, we interview legends and pioneers in this motherfucking rap game. Call the number is 714-409-0548. Ain't nobody else paying homage to legends like we are. Fuck the lame stream, bitch.
What's up, everybody? Tune into the motherfucking Murder Master Music Show. Once again, show number 8. Real big show planned for you. We got Dub C calling in. We got Yuck Mouth. We got some legends. I just heard some fuckboys are talking shit on them, which is kind of fucking disturbing considering the history these guys have. That's the problem with these rappers nowadays. They don't know the fucking history. Okay, just like I'm gonna touch on this real quick too. I want to talk to the Juggalos. Now I ain't got a problem with all of you, okay? But I definitely got a problem with some of you. And I know your little thing. If you got a problem with one of us, you got a problem with all of us. Woo woo. Yeah, yeah. Okay, whatever the fuck. You need to understand who started that fucking movement, okay? It started by one person and one person only, and that was Esham. Now, I'm going to give the clowns credit. They successfully bit his style. They took the face paint, they flipped it, and they created marketing genius, which these guys are big money hustlers, as they say. But at the end of the day, you got to give credit where credit is due. And I know Jay has said, oh, yeah, Esham's our biggest influence. But you Juggalos, you newbie Juggalos, need to understand the history of this shit. You need to know what transpired, what went down, and you need to pay homage. Now, as far as Esham goes, that's another story. I can go in on him, too, because I paid homage to him. I got him in Murder Dog. When Murder Dog didn't know what the fuck Esham or the wicked shit was, okay? Now, I'm just schooling people right now just a little bit. I'm just schooling people because a lot of you people do not fully understand what the deal is with this shit. You need to pay homage, and you also need to pay homage to Murder Dog because Murder Dog, you know, the Juggalo movement was brewing, but Murder Dog fueled that movement beyond fucking comprehension. Murder Dog spread that movement throughout the world and made it grow. Okay, now I'm not taking away credit from Jay and Shaggy. They did their thing, they blah blah blah. Esham did his thing. But you need to know your fucking history. That's all I'm saying. Learn your history. We got a caller on the line right now. I'm gonna take this. I think it might be a real special call. What's up, homie? Who is this?
What up, the Dub C?
This is what I'm talking about. Dub C, this is President Beta, Murder Dog Magazine. This is the Murder Master Music Show. I'd like to welcome you here, brother. Thank you for taking time out to come on the show. I really appreciate you.
No, always. Murder Dog fuck with the streets, so I got to get in on the Murder Dog. What's your name?
Well, definitely. You know, this show is dedicated to paying homage to legends and to pioneers. And I definitely consider you one of those legends and pioneers because people, they know you from, you know, West Side Connection, obviously. They know you from your soul stuff. They know you from the Mad Circle. But what they don't know is a group called Low Profile.
Right. I was a student of the game. I'm still a student of the game. It's crazy because when I hear people say we enjoy your work, and when I hear the, you know, a lot of the new artists, you know, coming to me like Big Sean, Lil Wayne, and I'm going to be like, man, you know what I'm saying, OG, you've been getting down for a while. It feels good to see the homage is paid, but realistically, I feel like I'm still a competitor. Not that I'm trying to compete against them. I just love rap. I love hip-hop. And by me being someone who came in the game, paying homage to the guys before me, such as Kool Herc, Grandmaster Flash, Furious Five, Kumo D, just on down the line. To me, it's like hip-hop was based off of being competitive and being hungry and always just trying to stay on top of your craft. And it's crazy because, you know, hearing you guys say, you know, it's dedicated to legends and you're a legend, that's cool. But realistically, man, I want to thank everybody out there, but I'm here, man. I'm still swinging.
You're still swinging. And it's very beneficial to the game that you are because, you know, I've been a student of the game myself for many years. And I don't really – my particular shit that I like is the street stuff, the stuff that's reality-based. I don't like that. Like JT Money said on the show the other day, that ADD music, that dumbed-down music. I'm not into that shit. So I appreciate cats like you with lyrics.
And I appreciate you guys for voicing your opinion. And I appreciate you having me on. But realistically, like I tell a lot of people, a lot of the blame is not on the artist. A lot of the young artists that's coming up right now. I used to just scratch my head and be like, man, why are they letting these kids get on this? Just talking all this idiotic bullshit. They ain't talking about nothing. I mean, even if they talk about they want to be a gangster, talk about if they chose to do that as opposed to just rhyming about wearing tight jeans and shit. If they chose to say they was a gangster or whatever and everything, at least have some kind of, you know, there's some kind of substance to it, the beginning and ending of what goes down or what's going on. But I used to pull my teeth out. And I'm going to be real with you. A lot of the kids is doing it because it's what the radio is saying that needs to be done in order to get played. It's what the record labels are saying that needs to be done in order to get signed and accepted. And to me, that's one of the reasons why it's going down like that. So, I mean, I don't really blame the artists fully. I do blame the artists a lot when they get out here, you know, and they don't have no kind of substance in their music because it's going to eventually come out to hunt them. It's going to hunt them. But realistically, we got to start attacking, man. You know, there are a lot of people in positions of power. That's why it's an honor to be on you guys' show and to sit up here, you know what I'm saying, and to, you know, to holler at you guys, man, and just let everybody know, you know, what's really going on out there.
That's what's up. And I, you know, to give credit to the youngsters, too, I always say these guys, you know, they don't know what happened in the early 90s, the late 80s.
They don't.
They were born in the mid-90s, a lot of these guys, or early 90s. So, the shit that they see is all they've ever known. But, what I'm trying to do and what many other people are trying to do, we're trying to educate them, you know what I'm saying, and say, hey, man, why don't you go back a little bit and listen to this record? You know, and listen to the lyrics. Listen to what this dude was saying. You know,
right. Nigga, how they dressing? How you guys dressing now is how, you know, how it used to be back then. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know, it used to be like that. Yeah.
We call them swaggots.
Swaggots, yeah. You know, but I want to ask you a question. Would you rather see your son with, you know, dressing swagged out with a skateboard in his hand, opposed to, you know, wearing a khaki suit with a pistol on his hand?
That is a good question. That is a very good question. Definitely wouldn't want him to have a pistol, but I definitely, I'd have to find a different medium for him.
I don't understand with the gear. You don't want the tight shit on his ass and everything, but
yeah.
It's just like you said, though, man. You know, it's something that, you know, we just got to build on. That's something we got to continue to push. You know, I mean, a lot of people figure, this is like right now with us having a conversation. A lot of people, they hear the name Murder Dog, and they think, oh, my God, it's just, you know, it's just some thugs, and they crazy, and they just talking about killing. They hear Dub C from the What's Our Connection, gangster rap, Crip Walk. Oh, he's an idiot. He don't know how to do anything but cuss. Here we are right now. We're conversing, building, and trying to just come up with, you know, solutions to gonna take hip hop to the next level, man. And I just love it. I'm glad the fans get a chance to hear this.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Now you were you were featured in Ice-T's documentary, weren't you?
Oh yeah, Yeah, I was in the Ice-T documentary. Yeah, I went off in that right there. I was in there for about 5 minutes. I went off for a quick second, and I brought up something to Ice, because he was asking everybody, you know, what inspired him to rap and all that. But I got at him and told him, I remember back in the days, and I told him, I said, normally, when we're talking about, normally, cats got to pay to hear this right here. I said, but I'm gonna bring it up. Ice, you remember when you was rhyming on stage and you forgot your lyrics and you looked up at somebody in the crowd, at a girl, and you was like, huh? What? Well, what? And he didn't remember that incident, but he remembered that's what he used to do. And to me, it's like, because he was asking what was the difference between an MC and a rapper to a lot of people. And I was telling him someone who could control the crowd is an MC. Someone who could just rhyme is a rapper. And, you know, and he was able to control the crowd because he knew how to play it off. And then, you know, we just got to laugh. He started showing me other tricks that he had whenever he forgot, you know, lyrics and whatnot and everything. So, yeah, it was good to be in the movie, sit up and laugh with Ice, man. Ice the one who put me on back in the day. So it was good, man.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah, he definitely, we released a compilation and he was on our compilation and, you know, very, very, I mean, with all the shit he's doing too, you got to think that this guy to take time out to fuck with the underground still, is a blessing. Definitely good to have him in the game. Now, what about you? I know you don't stop making music. What's next on the play for Dubsy?
Well, I got a couple of things right now going on. I'm taking a different angle. The music, of course, we don't stop doing it. I mean, you know, I don't drop every 8-9 months. It might take a year, year and a half, sometimes 2 years. But what I got, though, is I got an artist I'm working with called Young Melee. You know, y'all be looking out for him. Young Melee, we got an artist that we're working with, a new artist. And, you know, he's full of substance and, you know, real creative with the pen. Also, too, I got a radio show that I'm trying to, you know, put together as well, you know, to come out and, you know, and shed some light to, like we were talking earlier, to a lot of the newcomers and a lot of fans, just of hip hop, even our age, that's been around for a while and stuff. I'm trying to come out with a radio station for my fans. Also too, I got my merchandise that I'm about to. I got a shoe. I don't know if you saw last year when me and Cube debuted my single on 106 and Park. I came out. I was wearing my shoes. I got some shoes that I'm about to release pretty soon, which is something that I'm working with. I never sold merchandise. I always had, like, T-shirts and stuff, but I never really got into it. I got some shoes that I'm working with. Also, too, I got a production. I got a production crew that works with film straight to DVD, such as our IP did, because we can't wait for the big film companies to come in and to give us the money to put our movies. A lot of times, just like with this music, you got to take it into your own hands. You got to go out and push the line. So I got a film crew, and we got a couple of DVDs that's going straight to DVD. And also, too, you know, goes back to I got my record that's coming out top of the year. But we're going to drop a digital EP as well as the physical copies coming up towards the end of the summer. So we're just working, man. We're just working.
Yeah, man. Merchandising. You know, that's a good thing to get into because that's setting up more of a foundation, you know, and building more of a brand. So, you know, much props on that. And you said you got some movies coming out. What you got with the flicks?
Yeah, well, we got the straight-to-DVD flicks that we're working on. I really can't get into it right now, but I promise Murder Dog will be among, you know, the first couple of people that we hit. That we hit. Let them know what's going on and let them know they can win, you know, free DVDs and everything to the film and all that kind of stuff and everything as well. But we got a couple of projects that we're working on right now. Looking at realistically dropping them in the spring of next year once they get out of production and everything. But we got that going as well. So, I mean, I'm starting. We got three of them that we're working on. I'm starring in one of them. So, you know, hopefully, you know, things could, you know, transcend to the big screen up for me right now.
That's what's up. Definitely.
But I'm more concerned with being in control and being behind the scenes. I'm not really tripping off the acting thing too tough.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like I said earlier, you got rhymes for days. How did you develop your style? I mean, was it something that just came natural to you, or did it took years to perfect? Or
I'm a big fan, man. I'm a big fan of a lot of cats that came before me. I'm a big fan of a lot of cats that came before me. I used to listen to Wild Style. I used to listen to Treacherous 3. I used to listen to so many different groups back in the days that a lot of people wasn't really up on. You know, I mean, of course, Grandmaster Flash, Furious 5, Run DMC. Among the people that was starting to get some light when hip hop was starting to get some shine, I was a big Coogee Rap KRS-One fan. And I love the way that Coogee Rap played with the words. I said, damn, I said, you know, to me, that's where I want to be with it. That's where I want to be with it. And the way that KRS-One used to always come with the jingle. So you got a little bit of Coogee Rap with the flow when Dub be spitting, you know, and what I did was I put a twist on it, and I started putting it in overdrive opposed to just but the sayings and everything I was saying was what was being said in the streets. Like if we was talking and we were like, you know, I fucked that motherfucker up, like bing bing bang, I put him on him. And that's what I try to incorporate in my rhyme. But I took the style of a Coogee Rap and I added my own with speeding it up, slowing it down, and I took the jingles of a KRS-One. And I used to every time you hear me coming in, 9 out of 10 times I was always coming in with a jingle. You know, it was, you know what I'm saying, not just sagging, waving my flag, and never will I ease up, niggas will stop asking. You know, I always used to, you know, do that. And I was inspired by, you know, artists that came before me. So I definitely got to pay homage and take my hat off to the artists that came before me. And that's where I got my style from, you know.
That's what it's all about. That's exactly what it's about. And that's, you know, going back to what we were saying earlier, that's what I'm trying to get these youngsters to do, is to pay homage to who influenced them and vice versa, and keep this shit going, you know. But what about your next solo? You got a solo dropping, or?
Yeah, I got a solo record coming out top of the year. It's untitled right now. We're about 5 songs into it. I'm gonna knock out about 30 songs and pick the best 12 to 14 to go on the record and take the other songs and release them on a compilation or something like that. That's something that I'm trying to put together too right now. I don't want to put together a compilation where I can go out and I can grab a lot of artists from different regions, and we can put something together and get out here, and we can, you know, not just shoot visuals, but we can travel on the road, and we can get out here and we can just start, you know, start making some noise, man. Because there's a lot of cats out here that's nice that just don't get a shot because either the radio station is not playing it or the record label is not looking for it at the time because they, you know, in order for the record labels to touch you, a lot of times they want you to have your own buzz and doing this and doing that. And, you know, they want you to come in with a lot of money behind your own project. If you're hot and you're blowing up in the streets, then they get behind you, but then they try to fuck you too with a 360 deal. So it's like,
yeah.
I'm going to try to get out here and try to enlighten a lot of artists on what's going on from my experience. Not telling them what they need to do or telling them what they should do. I'm going to let them make their own decisions, but let them learn from me, though.
That's real shit. That's real shit. I'm sure they could soak up a lot of game from you, most definitely. You know, what about Cube? I know you're gonna have Cube on there.
Oh yeah, still. Oh yeah. I mean, I'm always on, no matter what. I mean, he got a new record that he's working on right now. He damn near done. He got a new record coming out. You know, because it's been a couple of years since he dropped. And you know, he's still. It's like what we said earlier. You already know, man. Yeah, and you know better than I do from just listening. Even with Cube not spitting as vintage as he used to right now because, you know what I'm saying, he done matured a lot and everything. And, I mean, I hear a lot of people saying, damn, I want to hear the old Cube. I want to hear this. I mean, but when you got somebody who done it and then, you know, and then matured a lot, done saw a lot and everything, you're not gonna get, you know, what you had last time. You're going to get something new. But with that being said, he's definitely hungry. You know, he's out here. He's moving around right now. And he's hungry to get back out here, you know, with a new record out and everything because a lot of his time has been taken up from doing movies and stuff like that. But one thing I will say about him is that he loves to tour. He loves to tour. We stay out on the road. He loves to tour. He loves to perform. He loves to perform. And if anybody never saw Ice Cube show, you're missing out one of the greatest shows on earth. You come catch Cube, me, and DJ Crazy Tunes. Nobody else on stage. You know, we don't need a band. Not just crediting our artists with bands, but we get out there like it was back in the day, two turntables and two MCs out there with the DJ, rocking it.
At what point did you meet Cube?
Well, we grew up in the same neighborhood, so in elementary school, there it was. You know,
wow.
I was there in elementary school, yeah. Yeah, Cube used to always roll around with the wristbands with the basketball. He loved basketball. Loved basketball. He's just a Laker fan. He's a diehard basketball fan. So, you know, I used to know him from back in elementary school, and we played football, pop on the football together and everything. So we knew each other. It's just that I was on another page. You know, I was running around a little bit wild, you know, and Cube, you know, he wasn't no punk, but, you know, he was into the sports real tough, and I was too. And I came around the corner one time, and I saw his garage up. I saw the garage up, and Sir Jinx was back there, and they was getting down doing some music. And I had to run, and Cube was rhyming too. I didn't know how nice Cube was back then, though. I went back there, and I was rhyming. He'd be going, I'd be going, he'd be going. And I used to be rhyming to the point to where he'd be like, man, you got to go. You sitting there rhyming all night, man, you got to go, you got to go, you got to go. And I was like, damn. You know, it's all good that, you know, that O'Shea, that's what I'm doing back then, O'Shea, you know, run. And I didn't really, you know how really good he was until later down the line when we was all in a rap contest and stuff like that, and I saw them advancing, you know, and but then I ended up hearing, you know, Boys in the Hood, and I started hearing a lot of records, and I started finding out that he was behind some records with the pen. He was behind a lot of Eazy and Dr. Dre records and stuff, so I was like, damn. And then when I came out with Low Profile, when me and Aladdin got together and we came out, got the deal on Party Records, it was funny because we both was going through Party Records. We ended up getting the deal through Priority, and they were distributed through Priority with Ruthless Records, so we just became family. So, you know, from there on, we was, you know, we was label mates. But when Q and N.W.A. Stopped being out of eye and Cube left the group, Cube started putting together his own crew, and, you know, there it was. You know, he was like, yo, Doug, you know, it's only right, man. I need you, you know, with the lynch mob and everything. I need you to, you know, I need your support. And I was there for him, man, no matter what, you know, no matter what I had to say. And,
it's been going on ever since.
Yeah, we started going on the road. We've been touring together since 92. We've been touring together. I mean, literally touring together. Like, I can say a word, and he know when I'm going to run out of breath. He can say a word. I know when to catch it, and it's like, you know, we don't have to look at each other.
Yeah. That's fucking amazing, man, because, you know, this goes back to for the people that don't know, this goes back to the days, like I said, Low Profile, CIA, even
man,
before NWA.
Look at you, a true head.
this goes
CIA,
way the fuck back, and you're saying man. Elementary school. I mean, this is probably when you guys just first started rhyming and shit.
Yeah.
That's history.
Yeah.
I appreciate you giving myself and the listeners this history, man, for real.
Nah, main thing you guys need, it's no problem. I can roll it out in 1 minute, let you know what's happening, you know? It is
what it
is.
That's what's up. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to take a caller real quick. Got area code 270 on here. What's up?
Yo. You're
live right now with WC.
Yo. Man, what's good? This is Mac.
Mac Mizzle, what's up, homie?
What's good, G? Nah, man, I was wanting to ask Doug, man, you got a profile that's a sheet long, man, from the shadiest one to Bow Down to your filmography, or your filmography and even video games, man. What are you most accomplished of that you feel like that you got there and established yourself the most with?
Man, you know, that's kind of hard because I be asking myself all the time because I'm a father. And I coach my son's football team, and I be out there with him with his little mixed martial arts team and all that and everything. And I'm sitting up saying to myself, and don't get it twisted. I'm going to let you know, but I'm allowing you in my mind right now. And a lot of people don't get a chance to see that other than just, you know, seeing me out there just moving around on stage. But I ask myself when I'm sitting there, like, damn, like, if you was to die today, what do you feel like you accomplished the most? And I feel like, realistically, I got a chance to, you know, to rep it for the West Coast. And when I say that, I mean, I came out, when I first started off with Low Profile, when me and DJ Latin was one of the most incredible DJs in the world. I still think he is, but at the time, when he was, you know, when he was on fire, we came out with, and we was influenced by a lot of cats that was really down with the hardcore hip hop. It wasn't just, you know, gangster rap. And when we came out with that record right there, we came out and it was hard. It was an uphill battle because everything was always East Coast oriented. It, you know, the Mecca hip hop is in New York, and we got a chance to go out there with a Latin being from the West Coast, and that's where all the battles were taking place. And new music seminar battles. I got a chance to meet all the MCs, name them out of metal, perform with them on down the line from the East Coast. And we just got a chance to chop it up. And I said to myself, whenever I get on, I mean, not just putting a record out, but whenever I get on, I want everybody to recognize that there is, you know, there is some talent from over on this side of town. And to me, I think, you know, if it was to be over with for me right now, when everybody think of Dub C, they think of, you know, that motherfucking W and that, you know, that Crip Walk and that West Field Palia, and yeah.
That's exactly. That's what I'm hearing, that Crip Walk.
Yeah, so.
The originator of that Crip Walk right there.
Yeah, and even when I run across the Bloods, man, I run across cats that's with it. You know, they know the Dub ain't disrespecting. They know I don't get on record to be dissing and all that old shit and everything. They know, they just want to see me do me. So a lot of times they be like, get down, Dub, do you. So, I mean, to me, that feels good. That's an accomplishment that a lot that, you know, that a lot of cats out there such as yourself, you know, saying coming from the essence of just being a real nigga. That right there to me is something that I feel has been accomplished. And I can reach a lot of the average folks out there and, you know, let them see that, you know, there is somebody on this side of town that's putting it down, you know, genuinely, the right way. You know, not saying the cats are doing the wrong way, but just seeing somebody that they can identify with. When you see Dub, you don't think of, you know, a motherfucker pushing up in a, you know, a Bentley, getting out with your jewelry everywhere and rapping about money on every song. There's nothing wrong with that, man. Get your fucking money. I like Bentley. I like jewelry. I like money. I like all that shit. But when you think of Dub, you think of a nigga that, you know, a nigga from the block.
Yeah.
You know, that nigga.
Yeah.
A nigga, you know what I'm saying?
That's shit right there.
Yeah,
real
we're
shit.
With the Hennessy in the cup. You know what I'm saying? We in the back talking. You know what I'm saying? We plot. So, I mean, it's real.
Old
so,
school
mean,
with the switches on it.
There you go.
That's the Dub right there.
Swap that with it,
bud. That's what's up. That's what's up. Got another caller on here. Let's go to St. Louis. You know what I'm saying? Let's see who's on here.
The Lou.
What's up with it, man? What's good with it?
Yeah, who is this?
It's Justin, man.
Justin, what's up, homie? You're on the line with the legendary Dub C.
Hey, what's going on with it, Dub? What's going on with the prayers, Mac Mizzle? You know what I'm saying? It's UGS for life. It's good, man. But, I wanted to ask you, like, I know y'all going to do some more Westside Connection albums. But would you ever do something with Mad Circle 2, though? Like, what's up with another Dub C?
You know what? I was trying some years back to put it together, but the cat that we was working with, I had a youngster out, and I want everybody to listen right now and understand. When you hear a lot of veteran artists getting down, and you don't hear nobody new on their records, or you don't see them putting nobody out. Don't think that they haven't tried. Don't think that, you know, old niggas just looking out for themselves. You get some niggas like that, but you got a lot of cats that have tried have been burnt. And you know, and I've got artist deals. I done try to put artists out. I done featured a lot of niggas' records, you know, that's coming up. But what was crazy was I was trying to put the Mass Circle record together, and I was working with an artist at the time, and it didn't work out. And, you know, I said, damn, I said, all right, you know what I'm saying, let me back up off of this. But my intentions is to put another Mass Circle record out because a lot of people, you know, a lot of people can use that right now because what we still for back then will be perfect right now. Still for Minority Alliance of Anti-Discrimination, and you know that right there, I think will be, you know, that'll be a blessing in the sky. But it's something also too that got to be done right. I don't want to just, you know,
put that shit out and just throw it out there. It got to be done right. So, you know,
when you were saying about forgetting lyrics, I was trying to bump in some old school and trying to tell my son the songs, and I'm forgetting the lyrics. I'm trying to teach him some, but I'm forgetting some of the songs.
It's
beneficial for the kids because, man, I put it on them because my kids influence easily by what they see, man. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, they're kids. They're kids. You can't. That's why I was saying earlier that we can't just really fully blame them. We can, you know, because they should know better, you know, but we can't fully blame a lot of the new artists that's coming out. We need to school them. We need to sit down, talk to them. There need to be more documentaries such as Ice-T's, The Art of Rap. Yeah, we need to school them. We need to talk to them. That's why I'm loving Murder Dog, you know, getting out there and just, you know, and taking the time out to do it opposed to just writing an article saying, fuck y'all. Y'all ain't shit. And, I mean, that's good that they chopping it up and they talking. But, the kids are easily influenced. My son, man, he loves him some Tiger and Drake and you know, and Big Sean and all them and stuff like that. And
right.
I can't get mad at him. I'm not going to turn around and, you know, and beat him up or whoop his butt and tell him that's not real music. No, not at all. I'm going to tell him that. You like that? Oh, that's cool. That's cool. I mean, I'm going to tell him who cool and who ain't cool. Oh, yeah, I run across a little dude. He cool. Are you disrespectful? This one right here, are you a bitch?
Right.
I'm going to talk to my son. I'm going to let my son know really what's going on. But realistically, I'm going to let him know as well that this is who paved the way for them. Listen to this right here.
Exactly.
Listen to that. You know, and you know, and this is a couple of records that come on my son and be like, yeah, all right, damn, that's some old school record. So, you know, it's cool.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
No
good
doubt,
question.
Man. No
good
doubt.
Good question, Justin. I'm gonna take one more caller, Dub. This is the homie out the Bay. Six, what's up, brother?
Oh, what's the deal happening, y'all?
Man, this one. See if
I
you want to chop it up with
it's
Dub.
It's always good to be on a fucking show, but what you feel about how hip-hop is now? It's pretty much a blend of hip-hop and R&B, whereas opposed back in the day, you turn on the radio, you can tell the difference of what was what. Nowadays, it's kind of all just a mix-mash or what is it? What you thinking about that shit?
I blame the radio. I blame the radio. I swear I do, homie, and everybody might say, you keep pointing the finger at radio. I blame the radio. I don't blame the record labels. I blame the radio for allowing that shit to come, you know, to flow through there. See, once you got to realize that, you know, radio has the power to program and deprogram. And we all done heard records that we was like, this is some bullshit. And after we heard it about a thousand times, we were like, well, it's all right. You know, it's cool. I mean, you know, I just wish he would have did it like this. But really, that's some bullshit. That shit shouldn't even get no fucking, we shouldn't even be critiquing that motherfucker. That's some bullshit. But radio has the power to program and deprogram, and I think that once a lot of R&B and rap started being presented together on records and stuff like that, and people start seeing it was, you know, because long time ago, it was there, like you said, it was there with the Grandmaster Flash and Furious Five. They sung a lot.
Yeah.
He's Grandmaster, he cut faster, da-da-da-da. All that shit was there, but it was substance. It was still hard. It wasn't a motherfucker just singing about some bullshit, you know. And, you know, a lot of people ask me, how do I feel about Drake? I think that he's in his own lane and he's doing his thing. If you don't like it, turn it off. But realistically, I wouldn't want to see everybody out there. It's only one Drake. I wouldn't want to see everybody doing that. When I pick Drake up, I know what I'm getting. I don't want everybody to be doing that shit. I swear to God. I'm serious. And I'm not being politically correct. I fuck with dude. I don't want to hear everybody doing that shit, though. I don't want to hear everybody singing their own hooks and all that old shit and fuck that. I want to hear niggas getting down. I want to hear some more cutting in the breaks. I want to hear some niggas being creative in the hooks of their records and coming up with some repetitive shit. You know, it's like when Public Enemy came out. Them niggas always had a fucking, I told Chuck the other night, you niggas always had some shit in your record, man. I couldn't get out my fucking head.
That's the damn truth.
Yeah,
well,
but, you know,
me personally, not to cut you guys off, me personally, I'll tell you what I want to hear. I want to hear Spice One, Welcome to the Ghetto. I want to hear West Side Connection, Bow Down. AMG, Bitch Better Have My Money.
Yeah,
kind of
you should.
At, you know what I'm saying?
As
I have
should.
Not. I have not bought a record, you know, a mainstream, or I call it the lame stream, in years, man. And
right.
Like you said, to each his own, but, man, this is where I'm at. You know?
Right.
But,
no, I feel you. We got to realize as an artist, we got to, us as an artist, we got to sit back too. And we got to look around and we got to think. When we was younger coming out, you know what I'm saying? A lot of jazz artists said that what we was doing wasn't real. So I just can't shit on a lot of little niggas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, I'll tell you what, Dub, you've contributed a lot to this game, and, you know, I appreciate you coming on here. But before you go, you know, can I get a drop for the show if you don't care?
Yeah, just let me know what you want me to, shout out.
It's called the Murder Master Music Show.
Murder Master?
Yeah, Murder Master Music Show.
Any in particular individuals you want me to shout out?
Well, I'm the host. I'm president.
Oh, okay then. All right. So, what you want? Just tell me what you want me to say. What you want me to do?
Just spit that Dub C shit, man. Whatever you feel.
All right. Well, look. Check this out. What nickname they call you, man? Other than what they call you on the radio?
Shit, they just call me the president.
That's it, the president? Not Prez.
Yeah.
The president.
Yeah, Prez, exactly. Yeah, you call
see,
him Prez.
Nick, that's all I'm trying to see. I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? All right, so it's a Master Murder Dog music. What is it?
Murder Master Music Show.
Murder Master Music Show. All right, check this out. What up, y'all? This is Dub C coming from the head, giving a shout out to the homeboy Prez. Y'all can't fuck with him on the Murder Master Music Show. Murder Master Music Show. Remember that. Don't touch that dial. Yeah. Turn it up. Bang.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about, man. Hey, thank you. Thank you, my brother. I really appreciate you.
I'm going to be back at you with the new material. Y'all got it.
Definitely. We're going to get off into some music. Thanks again, man. I appreciate you.
Much love and respect.
All right, take care. Well, there you guys have it. There's our interview with Dub C, fucking legend. We first 40 minutes dude spent with us. You know, we talked a little bit about the lame stream, and I see where he's coming, but at the same token, man, I feel I held my ground, man. I'm in that '90s shit. You know, I'm still there, but don't get it twisted. I like the music that these cats are making today, but it's got to be the real shit. You know, one thing I disagree with him, you know, Drake, fuck Drake, but, you know, much respect to Dub C, and forgive me for my rant earlier on the Juggalos, because I fully didn't address the motherfuckers, and I need to go back hit on them for a minute before we play any more music. You know what I'm saying? To you real fans of the Wicked shit, to you guys who go out and support artists like Esham, Brother Lynch Hung, Gangsta Nip. I'm not just talking about these dudes that paint their face and wrestle. I'm talking about these motherfuckers that started this hardcore, evil, you know, rip your guts out, cannibalistic music, supernatural, whatever you want to call it. You got to pay homage to these guys. You got to learn your history. It ain't just about them. And I get it. It's like the Grateful Dead. You're following around some guys and everything. And for the younger kids, it might be all right, you know, whatever, you know, the 18, 19, 20 year olds. But the dudes are like 40 years old. Man. Ugh. Okay, you get where I'm going with that shit. And I come from Murder Dog. I do. And I know the magazine has fully become like a Juggalo steeple, a technician steeple. But, man, I guess I'm partially to blame because I introduced the Wicked shit. But, you know, I never saw it coming, man. I want to pay homage to motherfuckers like Spice One. I want to pay homage to the DA Smarts, the motherfucking Swoops, the Mac Mizzles, the motherfucking Amp Banks, you know what I'm saying, Second to None, DJ Quick, AMG, Hi-C, all them guys, Easy motherfucking E. That's who I'm trying to pay homage to. So without further ado, I'm going to play some real street shit right here. This is the boy Yuck, who's going to be on shortly. This is the American Dream. Check this shit out right here in the Murder Master Music Show.
She Yeah. It's a beautiful thing. Thug lords in this bitch. West Coast Mafia. Smoke a lot records presents. Haha, the American dream, man. Get your money on, man. Hustle, man, get that bread, man. The block raised us, nigga. Huh, and it paid us, boy. I can bake these chickens a pot roaster. Yuck, the block roller. Glock cock in a holster. Lock Casper Noster. Soldier cop coca. Pot and bacon soda. Hit the spot and post up. Fuck me over, I smoke you with the toaster. Close up. Phony niggas baloney like a cold cut. Chop a spit when we roll up. Make them clear it out next day. We have they whole strip sold up. With the cola, with the doja. Flipping rovers, dipping bins, and whipping up chickens. We ride on rims that keep spinning. Bitches that keep grinning. I'm on a money mission, we keep winning. My piece ain't spinning, I ain't hardly 50. But I probably see more coke than Bobby and Whitley. And my niggas locked in the penitentiary, facing a quarter century. I've been moving this shit since elementary, huh? I'm in the kitchen cooking cream, counting green with my triple beans, doing my thing.
The American dream.
I'm in the bins on them sprees with the screens with a gangster lane, doing my thing.
The American dream.
I'm top dollar, pop the bottle, pop my collar, pop the Glock and bark like a Rottweiler. I'm a leader, y'all watch and follow. Watch the baller, this red gold, y'all bitches think my watch copper. Step your game up, ice your chain up, fuck they brain up. The way I stunt, man, it's dangerous. That's why I'm in the club with one in the chamber. It's stainless for wannabe gangsters and wanksters. I'm a broke nigga dream. That's old Mo Coke and Pablo with his team.
So fresh and so clean.
Throwback, look at me. Rockin' diamonds that bling. Make a nigga wanna skin.
Hit him with the red beam.
And a stream of bullets. Me or my team will pull it. My goons do they thug thing to the fullest, bitch. So lay it down, my Jesus. Spray it down, smoke weed the way it pound.
American dream.
I'm in the kitchen cooking cream, counting green with my triple beam, doing my thing.
The American dream.
I'm in the bins on them sprees with the screens with a gangster lane, doing my thing.
The American dream.
I'm in the kitchen cooking cream, counting green with my triple beam, doing my thing.
The American dream.
I'm in the bins on them sprees with the screens with a gangster lane, doing my thing.
The American dream.
0 to 60 in 5 seconds, the jack fly from the crack by, goodbye to the bad guy. I had no business like a mastermind with slabs and pots, two gangsters for Jurassic 5, but I can bang that pop, slang that rock, 60 inch chain with the rock, nigga, I make it pop like champagne on the rocks, and from my nigga work the campaign on the block, I won't stop till I got acres, cars, the largest mansion, with a backyard I use just for target practice, with a walk-in garage I can fit the Maybach in, stacking with an R&B draw like Mac 10, clothing line like Russell, clothing store the bubble, flipping raw the hustle, the more money to juggle, I'm from the struggle, now my niggas is ballers, in the SL Benz on robbers, American dream,
I'm in the kitchen cooking cream, counting green, with my triple beam, doing my thing.
The American dream.
I'm in the bins on them sprees with the screens with a gangster lane, doing my thing.
The American dream.
I'm in the kitchen cooking cream, counting green with my triple beam, doing my thing.
The American dream.
I'm in the bins on them sprees with the screens with a gangster lane, doing my thing.
The American dream. Cheer. And there you have it. Another Thug Lord classic. Your boy Yuck spit acid. Cheer. What up, my nigga Bo? About to take this shit over. Them corny ass niggas. Yeah, you know I mean? Move over, nigga. It's time for the real niggas to take over, nigga. I run with bosses, underbosses, and capos, nigga. You snitch ass faggots. You ain't the American dream, nigga. Lift your skirt up, you bitch. Yeah. Out this bitch, man. Regime life, nigga. For life, nigga. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Welcome to Murderville, population 1,800 and decreasing.
1799. Murder, it's always on my mind. It's murder, murder, murder. Every time the gun's time, people say I'm crazy. I gotta sit, wordplay, cutting up white bitches. Oh, yeah, OJ, think you got me. You should come and test me. Let me pop your fucking top like a can of Pepsi. I'm so, so ridiculous. Spitting them the sentences. Haters come up missing and we living no witnesses. Burning back the bodies, dumping in the lake. Do this back to business like it never took place. Catch me on the block, the streets is talking. Laughing at these haters cause it feels like they're stalking. All up in my beard, are you police? Next step with the Chevy and the smoke creep roll down the window. About to get real. Just another day in the city of Murderville.
You see that old school Chevy, we swerving. Got the trunk full of guns, I know you never heard of. We got murder. Catch us in the streets, we might be selling CDs and serving work to the fiends. Hit my money, get money, serving work to the fiends. Hit my babies, getting hungry, serving work to the fiends. Serving work to the fiends, serving work to the fiends. Made us 50 cents of cheese, serving work to the fiends.
Doctor says I got issues. Anger management that I need to try to get through. The only problem is that I'm happy when I slip through the cream of a bitch. A hater I slip their necks to. Damn, dude, I just got pissed at this song. I started talking shit, now I'm ready to beat that doctor's dome. I know the shit's wrong, but it feels so right. It puts the bullets in the clip and holds the grip real tight. You hear a cry in the night as our blocks take flight. Shots popping, hit twice, got every target in my sight. Don't try to bargain for your life, cause I've been starving, holding knives. Start off carving thoughts like ice, sculpting out a poltergeist. I got a vision in its vengeance. Blood soaked, I come relentless, slicing tendons, leaving imprints on domes from knuckle hitting. Ain't no business with these bitches, I put your ass to sleep. It's the ghetto creed, 50 cuffs and easy, fool.
You see that old school Chevy, we swerving. Got the trunk full of guns, I know you never heard of. We got murder, catch us in the streets, we might be selling CDs and serving work to the fiends. Hit my money, get money, serving work to the fiends. If my babies get hungry, serving work to the fiends. Serving work to the fiends, serving work to the fiends. Made us 50 cents of cheese, serving work to the fiends.
Murder was the case, underground was the place. Homie shot him in the face and left the scene without a trace. Coppers got him on the chase, but they would never take him alive. Taking him on a murder ride, doing 100 down 75. He's a killer, no surprise. I seen it in his eyes since his adolescent years. He was always ready to die. Pistol packet in elementary, kill you if you mention him. Natural born killer, plus he shoot with good efficiency. The city's most wanted, if niggas try to flaunt it. He catch him slipping and run up on him, bitch make a running. He always stayed blunted, but on his P's and Q's. One thing about him, he always kept on some crispy shoes. Never had shit to lose, cause he'd have paid his dues. And never ran with a crew, cause crews will tell on you. And if you cross him, ain't no question he'll kill. Pope Frost reporting live from Project Field, the city of the real.
You see that old school Chevy, we swerving. Got the trunk full of guns, I know you never heard of. We got murder, catch us in the streets. We might be selling CDs and serving work to the fiends. Hit my money, get money, serving work to the fiends. If my babies get hungry, serving work to the fiends. Serving work to the fiends, serving work to the fiends. Made us 50 cents of cheese, serving work to the fiends.
Easy on the mix.
Hey, let's be honest. The fuck you doing on Saturday for the next, I don't know, sometime in June or sometime at the end of that free trial period? Just, I don't pay this shit. What the fuck y'all doing? Probably not, right? Why don't y'all go ahead and tune in to blogtalkradio.com/invalidyouth. And man, you can also call in at 646-378-0098. You know, call me. Share your fucking opinion. I'll take a listen to it. Tell you what the fuck you are.
Look at
and
me.
We gave you, I'll get back to you on that. How about that? I'll get back to you on that.
They call me Dub, Cooter was the last name. Money in my lap, doing a buck in the fast lane. The passion of a hustler, I got it. And if it ain't about money, I don't wanna talk about it. The passion of a hustler, I got it. And if it ain't about money, I don't wanna talk about it. Now let me see your fingers in the sky. And if you like money, keep them up high. Stand up, put your hands up, show me what you all about.
Real shit, nigga.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Getting it in out of the concrete roots in the coop behind 10, blowing like a flute. Fresh off a lockdown, straight out the chute. Nigga down for whatever, still all about the loot. The property, your property, no loot is the youth. Now it's denim on the leather while removing the roof. The hog on the hog with the D's on the goose. And you can blame it on the alcohol, the weed, and the juice. Look, load of my weapon, restart it, kept to the left of me. You know that I'm repping C-Dub, best to the death of me. Motherfuckers wasn't expecting me, but I'm all up in your chest with E. Giving you sideline, bitter niggas for slacking me. Till I rest in peace, hustle aggressively. Your niggas are bitch, baby, you need to sit next to me. Dub Cooter, the band and the dangala. OT, count the dirty money with the hanky up. Now let me see your fingers in the sky. Like money, keep them up high. Stand up, put your hands up, show me what you all about.
Real shit, nigga.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Now let me see your fingers in the sky.
Yeah.
And if you like again, please give me something to walk to. I can't leave, see, for all of my niggas who don't wear tight jeans up, they can't seize me. Went independent last CD, still sold a shitload of records, no radio or TV. And I'm sticking to the program. Chucks on the concrete while the Cadillac door slams. The W with my star symbol. My jams make niggas get down like barrels out of car windows. I'm a nut for cheese and Chuck Cheese. Addicted to big butt cheeks and weaves. Not a pop artist, but a pop and easy. A branch off the same tree as Pac and Easy. Broke a jam after Jay and Biggie. Iron on the stove, shaking up the sauce, can't spray my dick. Now let me see your fingers in the sky. And if you like money, keep them up high. Stand up, put your hands up, show me what you all about.
Real shit, nigga.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Now let me see your fingers in the sky.
Come on.
And if you like money, keep them up high. Stand up, put your hands up, show me what you all about.
Real shit, nigga.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Now who that nigga put the shooting?
Who?
Jefferson Truett.
Uh-huh.
The closest to the streets to do it. Me, the D Fisher in this rap shit. I'm a vet in a blue profile tied around the knees. Let your future baby daddy, I might be. You ain't never been with a nigga like me. Baby, slimy, you know I'll call you later this weekend. I can't talk now, I'm on my way to rob the weed man. Love by few, cater by majority. I'm the reason these rappers keep security. I go hard, kick gears and jump cars. Chucking up the hood, three-wheeling in your front yard. You niggas are temporary, fake book gangsters. I put faces on obituaries, nigga. Dub Cooler, the bandana dangler. OT counting dirty money with the hanky up. Now let me see your fingers in the sky. And if you like money, keep them up high. Stand up, put your hands up, show me what you all about.
Real shit, nigga.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Now let me see your fingers in the sky. And if you like money, keep them up high. Stand up, put your hands up, show me what you all about.
Yeah, we're back here on the Murder Master Music Show. Just had Dub C on for a little bit over 40 minutes. And we're talking some shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure I'm going to catch a little bit of backlash. But you know what? Fuck y'all. Because if you don't like what I'm saying, then obviously you don't know your history. So, you know, fuck it. Do you put on panties with that makeup? Fuck it. Let's bring in some callers. 920. What the fuck is up, brother?
What's happening, Prez?
How you been, man? You all right?
Nah, I'm all good, man. I just been gone and shit, you know, up north with my guy, riding some wheelers and shit. But I'm back in my city now. Time to get it cracking.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, definitely. We just had Dub C on here. You know, some legendary shit.
No doubt.
Then we got Yuck Mouth coming up. But I'm gonna play your song with the bad one, Cry Wolf. Which is a fucking heater. Like, if you could explain to people, you know what I'm saying, the meaning behind this song and you know, how you guys created it.
Man, basically at the time of the track we had a lot of motherfuckers out there just doing a lot of talking, not walking. I mean, there's, you know, people like Bitch Ass Fareed and everybody around who doubted Demolition and doubted CO and myself and, you know, all the people that wanted to tell us we couldn't do what we were doing and get places with our music, you know. And you know, so we just decided there was a little, you know, there's that little bit of thing going on with the German wolves and all that. So, you know, what better to expose that type of motherfucker than to let everybody know what crying wolf is all about, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You mean those German poodles? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, you got all that.
Just got their nails
talking.
Clipped, their hair primped, and all that shit.
Exactly. They're all curled up with their little pink fucking scarf on. But no, you got, you know, it's just one of them things where people be talking and talking, Prez, and they expect you to believe what they say. And they don't follow through with what you know, what they're supposed to do.
Selling wolf tickets.
Yeah, exactly.
That's just
I came up with the idea of the whole cry wolf thing. You know, motherfuckers be out there. They keep telling you this and telling you this, and then they expect you to believe them the next time they say something. And it's after a while you realize that it's all bullshit and it's always gonna be bullshit and it ain't never gonna change. So you gotta weed them motherfuckers out and never let them back in.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. My motto is this. Once you cross me and I'm done with you, I'm done with you, because you've already shown and proven to me that I can't trust you, and I have no use for people like that, you know.
Exactly,
Fred.
And you know, my motto is almost the same. You know, when it comes to people, I believe that, you know, everybody can change themselves, but when somebody wants you to change, you know, you'll change for a week or two. They'll change for a week or two, but they'll never stay that way. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, but the only time somebody can change is if they really want to change for themselves. Somebody can't change somebody else because they want them to change. You know what I mean? So, in all reality, you know, change only happens if you want it for yourself. You know?
Real shit.
So that's...
Well, I tell you what, man, I appreciate you as a brother, you know what I'm saying, part of Demolition Underground Society. You've always had my back, always had CO's back. Loyalty means everything, and you are definitely a loyal motherfucker. I appreciate you. I'm going to play this song right now, and then, you know, top of the hour, we're going to get off in this Yuck Mouth interview. So stick around right here on the Murder Master Music Show.
Make it work. What's up, everybody? The Murder Master Music Show. You know what I'm saying? This shit is inspired by Murder Dog Magazine. This is the audio version. You know what I'm saying? We have a caller on the line. Definitely want to bring him in. Let's see who this is right here. Hey, what up? Who is this?
What's good with you, bro? This is Cypher Sal from First Fan Radio. What's good with y'all over there?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, brother? Just waiting on the homie Yuck to call in, man. Much love to you. For everybody that don't know, First Fam Radio, you guys show a lot of love to Underground Society, to myself and Devil Six. I appreciate you for always looking out, man. Let me bring on your partner real quick. Let's see. Hey, what's up, homie? You there? No, that call dropped. So what do you think of the show, man? You've been doing this for a while. What are you thinking of it?
Oh, everything going pretty smooth and shit, man. You know, I like your style over there.
Appreciate it, man. Definitely appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? The homie Yuck's going to be calling in pretty soon. So we're definitely going to get off in there. Did you get to hear the Dub C interview?
Yeah, I see y'all got that. I got five on the background rocking.
Yeah, definitely. That's gotta be one of the best weed anthems ever.
Oh yeah, it's classic right there.
I love the video though. We're hanging out the car smoking. It's crazy. But how's everything going at First Fam?
Hey, everything going pretty good, man. I just left the studio down there with Chill, a little bit of go and shit, you know. Everything going pretty smooth. We working.
Yeah, that's what's up. Definitely.
What's going on y'all side?
Well, we're just, we're kicking off this show here, trying to, it's dedicated to paying homage to these pioneers and legends, man. These cats that, you know, pretty much have laid the foundation. You know, because I don't feel enough outlets are supporting them, and I think shit. That's all I've been doing my whole career. Why not do it on the air? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's different from our podcast. You know, our podcast is a mixture of everything from news to, you know, fucking whatever. You know, but this is strictly music. So,
what's the podcast? What's the name of that one?
That's the Fuck the Illuminati Underground podcast.
Right.
We've had people on there like different filmmakers, activists. You know, we even had Dennis Hoff from the Bunny Ranch. That's more of an educational type thing, just awareness, you know. Well, this is too. We're trying to educate these young motherfuckers about these legends, you know, these forgotten vets.
Yeah.
So
the only thing everybody know now is Lil Wayne and all these other crazy motherfuckers right now.
They know the possessed Lil Wayne. The Lil Wayne thinks he's a fucking alien. They don't remember the real Lil Wayne. Before he was getting picked down by Baby. For that Lil Wayne. But the rap game is kind of in a sad state, man. But if you fuck with the underground, that's where you're going to find the real shit. You know, from California to the East Coast, all the way to the Middle East. If you fuck with the underground, you're going to find some good shit. You know.
You know that.
Definitely. You know what I'm saying? But, the homie Yuck should be calling in pretty soon. I'm sure he's getting his smoke on right now. So, I'm going to play a song or two. And, you know what I'm saying? We'll get back at, Yuck hopefully soon. So, well, shit, here go Yuck right here on a song. We'll play the song. Maybe he'll come in after the song. Hopefully.
All right.
That's how my nigga J.O. do it. Down to the base. Kush on the west, killer down south, Salvo on the east, and now I'm talking about. And take it to the mid, niggas fucking with the mid. But everywhere I slid, they ain't fucking with the kids. Step the weed game up.
What's toss? Got the motherfucking best smoke. What's toss? Got the motherfucking best smoke. What's toss? Got the motherfucking best smoke. What's toss? Got the motherfucking best smoke.
we game up. I got that California smell good. It's the neighborhood. Get your son, yeah, you really should. I got mine, motherfucker, so you better get drunk. Smoke it up, burn it down, yeah, I'm one to cook. I got that bomb bomb, sticky twist, bomb bomb, icky make that loud ass wheeze, that ooey gooey shake of shit. I got that cushion, cushion, cush, yeah, I'm fucking with it. But if you think what you got, you know I'm puffing with it. Just call me up, I got 5 pounds, only times five. Burn it down your motherfucking toner all night. Fire department. Tell her bring some more blunts. Now look what we started. Everybody smoking, sister, nigga, drop the chronic. Get a taste of this real shit. You know you can't stop it. Let me tell you a little something. Just a reminder. If you want that bomb kush, yeah, that's when you find it.
Kind of bottom boy slap.
up. Shit, I'm pen famous, trying to stay red and stay away from snitches and niggas bought dick. Shit, I know y'all running, I'm just gonna get mine. I don't want yours, I ain't even gotta shine. We play a different game, go ahead and do your thing. Never tell myself a fame or no kind of change.
Yeah, we're back here at the Murder Master Music Show. Still waiting on Yuck Mouth. You know what I'm saying? He probably got smoked out, forgot about the show. Just spoke with his people about 2 hours ago, and everything was good. And so, really we're waiting on him. But the show's got to go on. You know what I'm saying? I still want to thank Dub C for coming through. We got a lot of callers. Let's see who this is right here. Yeah, hello? What's up? Who is this? Hello? That's nobody. Don't know who the hell that is. Let's see who this is. Hey, what's up? You there? Shit, people dropping like a motherfucker. Well, I'll tell you what I do. I'm going to bring out my brother Six. We got to talk about his show because he's got a show coming out Saturday. Six, you there? I know you got to be there.
I'm right here. I'm just sitting in the smoke.
All these calls are dropped or what? I don't know what the
hey,
fuck.
Fuck them.
Yeah, but you got a show. You got a show coming out Saturday.
Let's
talk a little bit about that because it's definitely going to be an unusual show, to say the least. Why don't you describe it to the best of your capabilities?
All right. Sarah Pam, I have a show going, blogtalkradio.com/invalid user. It's 7 p.m. I start off. It's just basically you call in, talk about what you want to talk about, and I tell you how dumb your opinions are. I got some good music, some all genres to play. You want to talk about something, let me know. I'll bring up a topic you want to weigh in on that. I mean, I'll tell you how dumb you are, too. Or if you want to just say something to me, like an opinion on me, and I'll tell you how much of a bitch you is. Come free and do that. Or if you want to talk about some music and how gay your taste of music is, I'll trash on you, too. or you want to defend some like, retard rights or something, yeah, you good, too. If you're, like, an overly dignified woman, I'll strip you of that dignity real quick.
Are you going to be talking about that gash?
Yeah, also that gooch, my favorite. Delicious.
So basically, the show is going to be pretty much, you're going to have good music, you said, of all genres, but other than that, anything goes.
And we're going to be around for as long as the free trial lasts. And if y'all like the fucking show, come out your goddamn pockets. I'm not made of money, and that's why it's going to be a free trial period. So come out your pockets, let me get some money, and we'll keep the show going like you should. And that goes for Predator Show, too, man. This shit right here is history and amazing. Come out your fucking pockets for it. Let's keep this shit running for another 10 goddamn years or something.
Yeah, definitely. And you said music of all genres. What do you mean by all genres? You talking
like
a little bit
of
every
shit.
Fucking thing?
Oh, I like a lot of old shit. You're going to get some James Brown and some Nat King Cole, even some shit. I like a lot of dumb shit, too. You'll get some parody music, you get some Jersey Boy prank calls, maybe, I don't know. But you'll get some old ass commercials. You might hear an old ass candy rock commercial in the 80s because I can. So you might hear just a bunch of random shit. So it's a really random ass show. You're going to get a bit of everything. Whatever is brought to the show, it is what it is.
That's what's up. Everybody look for that show this Saturday, 7 p.m. West Coast time. And, it's since this, we're going to be slaughtering bitches. We're going to call this the Rape and Murder Weekend. Six is basically going to verbally rape you, and if you survive that, then I'm going to murder you on Sunday with some music and some legendary pioneers or whatnot. So sounds like a good lineup for the weekends. You know what I'm saying?
We
if you ain't doing
money
shit,
to this shit going, you might hear me live. While a couple of fucking escorts I paid each other out on like a hotel room I'm recording live from that. Because we can do the show from anywhere. So let's put some money behind us and get me doing some outlandish shit. And you will have all kinds of whores and hookers and prostitutes on the phone also telling you you ain't shit.
Yeah, yeah. And no, any callers call in on bath salts, you're gonna get it right off top. So unless you're really eating somebody's face, videotape that shit and send it in.
Man, please stay on the line. I'll call in right now on this show. Let's hear from you. And let's talk about options. What you want to flavor your meat with? You know, I like sausage myself, but you can't overdo it because you don't want to overflavor it.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I want to play this song right here by Mac Mizzle. It's you know what I'm saying, it's not the one that's smashing on the lame stream. This is called Dedicated, man. If you've been through any hard times, you know what I'm saying, you can definitely feel this song. And hopefully y'all could call in, man. You know what I'm saying, I've had a good relationship with him over the years. Did a couple covers with him at Murder Dog, several interviews. So hopefully he'll call in. If not, I'm sure it's for a good reason. I'm sure he's got a hold of some good smoke. And
well, it's in the Bay Area, so you know how it is down here.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah, he's lost in the clouds somewhere, but you know, hopefully he'll come back down before the end of the show. And we'll get off into this music, you know what I'm saying, waiting for Yuck. So stick around right here in the Murder Master Music Show.
Yeah. Man, you know, this is just something that, you know, all the people that I had love for can look back on. This is a message for y'all, all my fam and my dogs. I was destined to fall, but make it back up that wall. Even if I had to crawl before I reached my goals, I knew my words would be heard and then preached to those. Reach the souls and show them the lit up road, so they'll never have to travel alone in the dark and cold. Call me the tour guide and let me guide the way. Now if I stop to ask a question, would you answer me? Will my kids just be pleasant memories, or will the memories be memories they push to the side? When they get older, will they love me, or they wish that I died? Attend school and graduate with A's and B's, or be like me, a non-graduate with felonies. Lord, please let their life be the best. Give me a chance, I've done enough bad. Through them, please just let me repent. And when I'm gone, let this song be the prayer that got sent.
This is a song dedicated to the ones that I love. My companion for life, don't my daughter's my son. I might not talk much, express the ways that I feel, but just let it be known that daddy's here and he cares. This is a song dedicated to the ones that I love. My companion for life, you're my daughter's my son. I might not talk much, express the ways that I feel, but let it be known that daddy's here and he cares. Okay.
I'ma tell you, there's been ups, there's been downs, there's been highs, there's been lows. Fuck, there's been all around. No matter what the fight's over, love is always found. After acting like a clown, rolling around all over the ground. Man, the memories, yo, there be so much. It's crazy when you look back and just pick up a bunch and reminisce upon the past and all the times of fun. Plus, ain't it crazy all this time you've come and all the shit that you've done? I tilt my head and shut some of the shit that I did, but I was a kid. The Lord has gotta forgive, cause I ain't trying to burn forever inside the fireless pit. Forget that, I'd rather float with wings on my back. Some people right now might be thinking that I went off track, but I didn't. For my family, I'd leave that life and spend eternity trapped in a cage with demons poking me in my side. Steadily holding on the rosary, head held to the sky.
This is a song dedicated to the ones that I love. My companion for life,
companion for life, yo, my daughter's my son. I might not talk much, it's
gutter.
Yeah, light that shit up. Hey, we finna hit you with some of that real hip-hop shit, man. From the east to the west, man, that's how we do it.
It's real hip-hop, straight lace, no cake.
Yeah,
turn it up loud so the people hear the bass. To the west, nigga, bring it to your face. It's their emo and the homie in space. And we gon' show you how we do it.
Yeah.
Make sure
yeah.
you know
yeah.
it's how we go down.
Going down on the MIC. All the way from Sacramento to the NYC. On a funky instrumental by the DRE. Trying to figure why you niggas wanna hate on me. But in a minute, guarantee my nigga, you gon' see. Who's the best in the West all the way to the East? No competition on the mission out to get that cheese. And if I can't get that, then get back, please, baby. Girl, I'm a number one son of trying to get money every day. It's the only way I live, cause I never gave a damn about a motherfucking sticks and stones. Make break my bones, but I'm still at home. With a pocket full of purple, so we will get stoned. High as a kite, tonight is fucking your dome. And if you ain't ready to die, then leave me alone. I'm packing the chrome with hollow point tips for you suckin' niggas. But trying to stop my progress to seeing seven figures. I make a band like Diddy, tell you go get it. Cause we be coming with it, steady getting paid. So I'ma pass the microphone to the king of spades.
That's for show, swipe past the microphone. Slap a slow hack with Mo. Rather have you liking home, bag a slow passion though. Bodies get their lifeless on, magnum prone, that's the cold. Niggas put their righteous on, stay laying flat, not that missionary flow. Switching every probe, I be hitting every hole. Get it, it is very serious, you listen very slow. Even witnesses is fidgeting and shitting in their clothes. What the business is, this is it. Hot for lyricists, differences, niggas get popped in their ligaments. Synonyms, sicker than killers with indifferences. Mixed with gin, chase with a sinister initiative. Know how to rap, you don't know how to black. Man, E getting money. You don't know how to stack the sight. Nifty with the girlies. You don't know how to map. You like 50 when you curly. You don't know how to act. Get back, man. Four, get a ride. For the fifth floor, get tossed. Then four, shoot a dime. Mac, man. Your bitch calling the ride. And she like Miss Pac-Man. She'll swallow balls till she die.
Real hip hop, straight lace, no chase. Turn it up loud so the people hear the bass. From the east to the west, nigga, bring it to your face. It's their emo and the homie keep the space. And we gon' show you how we do it. Make sure you don't miss how we go down.
Okay, there you have it. From the east to the west, man, this how I go down. Your boy KOS, King of Spades. Your boy Sir Emo, a.k.a. E-Major, man.
Bullshit raps about bling. I walk around with my neck swinging, spitting by drug dealing, and all the hood killing, and life on the block. Who gives a fuck about the kind of watch you got? I'm on the block, that shit means nothing to me. You want respect? Well, your raps better say something to me. And I don't wanna hear your bullshit lies. I'm from the turf, and the hood ain't nothing to glamorize. You fucking squares got shit all twisted. Rapping about the size of your rims, that's some bitch shit. I rap legit shit, food stamps and blocks of cheese. Dope fiends, prostitutes, drugs, and disease. Bitch, please stop wasting our time. You're fucking up the rap game with those meaningless rhymes. If you don't grind, you don't eat. Rap's always been about the streets. In the hood, fools like you get robbed and beat.
Got no bling on the cover? That shit is whack. What you see is down at Bubba with bats and cats. Got no bling on the cover? That shit is whack. What you see is down at Bubba with bats and cats.
Every time I turn on a fucking video channel, I see somebody bragging in his Louis V flannel. Shitty ass rhymes, but he's claiming he's the dopest. This motherfucking rap game's in trouble, where's the focus? I used to hear songs so real it hits home, but now they all gone, what the fuck is going on? Rappers rapping name brand names, it's insane. Real niggas slang came in the rain, ain't nothing changed. While he's rolling in the Rover, the streets is getting colder. We struggle to get over, police is getting bolder. Fallen soldiers, some cats get triple digits. You better watch your back or the map will flip you midgets. Realize most of the guys that play your music is still on the block, stressed out, about to lose it. So think about that next time you get the bling. And this is D-Roll, nigga, my nines will do the singing.
Got no bling on the cover? That shit is whack. What you see is down at Bubba with bats and cats. Got no bling on the cover? That shit is whack. What you see is down at Bubba with bats and cats.
Tell me how them gold teeth feel when I knock them out. Rip the chain off your pussy neck and smash out. Run your mouth, go ahead like you a young. beating on your ass like an original gangster. Throw a change up, I let that old school fire burn. Booze look like a bitch, glamorized fucking nerd. You got money to burn, fine investment, stupid. Dumb motherfucker, straight blonde like Clueless. Don't know what to do with money at all. I'll be buying up property, you be shopping at the mall. Like a hoe on a stroll, you need earrings and a bracelet. Looking like you cross-dressed, Candyland faggot. Frontin' like you got something, miss me with your bullshit. Go ask your dad how you look, he'll say a straight bitch. What happens next, you get titties and some pussy lips. I bet then you find it out that you a little trick.
Got no bling on the cover? That shit is whack. What you see is down at Papa with bats and cats. Got no bling on the cover? That shit is whack. What you see is down at Papa with bats and cats.
Hey, what's up? Who is this?
Hi, this is KZ with Smoke A Lot Records. I got Yuck on the line.
Hey, what's up, Yuck?
Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, well, how you doing, brother?
Yeah, I'm good. What's up with it?
Man, we're just hearing a Murder Master music show. It's basically the audio version of Murder Dog. You know what I'm saying? We pay homage to legends and pioneers, so you know we had to get you on here.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, I heard some tracks, you know what I'm saying, off the Half-Baked, man. That project is off the chain, man. What can you say about that project for the listeners that haven't heard it?
Man, you know, it's a Yuck Mob Collabo's album, my first Collabo album. It's basically all about marijuana, weed, you know, 420. And shit, you know, got some of the biggest names in hip-hop on that motherfucker, man, you know, including me, you know. But we got what? We got, we got DJ Paul, we got your boy the Rockstar, we got the Jacka, we got 2 Chainz, we got Gutter, we got, we got Do or Die, we got Freddie Gibbs, we got, Daz, J.O. Felony, Sebo, the Outlaws, I mean, with Jay Stylin, Filthy Rich, the team, everybody on that thing, man. It's just a slew of rappers, man. It's just off the chain. Every song is about, you know, getting blow. And, it's one of the ones to add to the Yuck Mouth collection, you know?
Definitely. We already played, you know what I'm saying, earlier we played, we didn't play Cookies and Bone, man. I'm feeling that one. That's what Be Legit and Selsky.
Yeah, that's the first single, man. You know, we did the video to that. That's on World Star, on Sickness.net, We The West. Every little website you can name is probably up there. Go check that out. You know, YouTube also. You know, but yeah, that Cookies and Bo video was dumb. I'm telling you.
Yeah, man. I'll tell you what. You definitely, you know what I'm saying, you stepped the smoke game up for a lot of people out there. I got a caller on the line I'm going to bring in, man. This guy stays in the Bay, too. Matter of fact, he's not far from Harborside. Maybe y'all could talk a little weed game for a minute. Six, you there?
Right here. I'm actually sitting and blowing right now.
Yeah.
He's smoking right now, man.
Oh, man, as he should, man. Anything else uncivilized, man. Shit, smoke like
nature. I got my card in my pocket. You know how it is.
Oh, yeah.
Legal and all that and whatnot.
Hey, buddy. What shop you be hitting?
Harborside, man. But it's in personal shit. I got me some of this, what is this? This is, outdoor cherry pie. That shit's hitting.
Oh, cherry, huh? No cookies,
yeah.
Huh?
I mixed it up, so I got some other shit in here. I got some sour and diesel mixed in here. So I mixed it up.
Okay, yeah, you know.
Multi
flavors, you know what I mean? It's good to be flavored up, you know.
I like to hybridize my shit and whatnot.
Right.
Growing up in the Bay, I grew up off that fucking sound, man, that sort of sound that we have in this area. What you feel about how it became now? Because it's kind of wired off of that. It ain't really how it used to be, you know what I'm saying?
Part of the rap game, like, period?
No, just the Bay Area itself, because we had a fucking Southern sound coming out this way around the 90s, mid-90s, even into the later 90s. And nowadays,
It definitely was a golden era. It definitely was a golden era for the Bay. Right now, I mean, you can't name one Bay Area rapper that's on a major record label. You know, and back in the day, I'm talking about everybody, 40, Too Short, 3 Times Crazy, Richie Rich, Mac Maul, Ray Love, even JT the Bigger Figure, he had a deal priority. It's like everybody in the Bay had a major deal back then. Like right now, everybody's independent that was, you know, that had a deal back then. And that's crazy, you know what I mean? Because you got all the shit coming from the Bay, period. The whole sound of hip-hop right now, that the shit that Tiger doing, the shit that Drake doing, the beats, the style niggas is rapping, the shit niggas is rapping about, all the shit come from the Bay. You know what I mean? So that's the only reason why I'm like kind of heated, because it's like, damn, okay, none of us is signed on a major label, but at the end of the day, you know, you got motherfuckers winning off of everything we do. You know what I mean? Now, you got your Krayshawns, you know, you got motherfuckers like that, but I'm talking about far as on some real shit, you know what I mean? Like, Krayshawn, she, you know what I mean? That could be pop, that could be techno, that you could put that in any category. That I'm talking about some real shit. Like, you know, 40 don't even got a major deal right now. Too Short don't even got a major deal right now. Everybody's independent. You know what I mean? So it's definitely a change, you know?
But it was down there. You turn the radio on, you had pretty much an unbugged base shit this way. Came in, you used to be pretty much a base station. You used to turn on the radio back in the day, and then you pretty much
right.
had base shit coming out this way, like KML or whatnot. They pretty mostly base shit. Now it's just, I don't know, some other shit. There's like no local representation out here.
Yeah, that's for all the radio stations, man. That ain't just the Bay. It's like you really got to go down south or to the East Coast, and they really will play they shit. You know what I mean? Like down south radio stations play nothing but down south shit. You go to the East Coast, they'll be playing nothing but New York shit. But you come on the West Coast, you'll hear everything but West Coast shit out here,
mm-hmm.
period. So our DJs, man, be doing a lot of dick ride, man, period. Whatever the fuck MTV or BET playing or the Top 20 or the radio playing, the motherfucking DJs want to play the same shit, the same playlist, you know what I mean? Instead of being their own DJ and being like how DJs used to be. DJs used to break artists, you know what I mean? Break songs, you know what I mean? Make motherfucking artists who they are. Now DJs just follow what the motherfucking trend is or who got the buzz and who the program director rocking with. The DJ don't make no decisions no more. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's different. You know what I mean? The DJ used to be able to really, really make a difference and really rep that market that DJ play in. Now, shit, DJ's just DJ. You know?
Yeah. It's a job now. It's a job.
That's real
right.
shit. That's real
yeah,
shit.
Exactly.
another thing I wanted to talk to you about, Yuck, is UGA. Man, when we seen part 3?
Oh, man, I'm working on that as we speak, man. I got a couple verses of UGA coming out. You know, I got the Eye Candy Volume 2 coming out with Cabana Lust Thorn in that. I got UGA Eye Candy, UGA Volume 3 coming out, you know, and they got a lot of, it's basically the lost tapes, you know what I mean? It's a lot of footage of Mac Dre on there, Pimp C, I got Ann Nicole Smith, hella people, so. You know what I mean? UGA 3 is about to be a classic. And I got UGA Passport, you know, that's us touring overseas and shit. You know what I mean? And I got UGA Passport, UGA 3, Eye Candy. Yeah, that's it. Yep, UGA 3, UGA Passport, and UGA Eye Candy 2. Yep, them three coming out. So. You know, I ride the wave, man. You know, I'm one of the first niggas that even got niggas doing DVDs. You know what I mean? Let's set the record straight. I'm talking about as far as West Coast and Bay Area niggas. You know, United Ghettos really set that bar out there. You know what I mean? Then after United Ghettos came Trill and all the other little rap DVDs. But, you know, I kicked that off, my nigga. You know what I mean? Straight up, you know what I mean? So salute to everybody who came after me and tried to make some money. But y'all all got it from the kid. Period.
There was a lot of memorable scenes, man. I still remember that one guy in the street that he said, "How do you know you're at a gay picnic? The hot dogs taste like shit."
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Go bold,
and then the shitty from the block. Oh man.
Shitty from the block. But then at the end of the day, that put the Thizz movement on the map, man. That really helped catapult Mac Dre. You know,
yeah.
Mac Dre was at a level he was, but after that, UGA came out and put that stamp on the Thizz dance and the Get Stupid and Ghost Riding the Whip. The first DVD to show that was United Ghettos of America on the Thizz dance segment. You know, would show Mac Dre doing the Thizz dance to the world the first time. So that DVD catapulted his career. Then after that, you know, you got Trill, and then, you know, he got, on United Ghettos Volume 1, I named him Thizzell Washington at the studio session where we're recording Welcome to the Bay, you know what I mean, on the DVD. I named him Thizzell Washington. He's like, yeah, I'm going to rock with that. Next thing you know, his album was called Thizzell Washington. So at the end of the day, that DVD not only catapulted but started a whole new trend in the Bay. You know, the nicknames, the Thizzell Washingtons, all the little Pill type nicknames. I ain't gonna go down a list. Niggas know the nicknames. All the names that niggas took a celebrity name and put they shit at the end of it. You know what I mean? Like Thizzle Washington, all them similar type names. That all started with that DVD, United Ghettos of America. You know what I mean? And that really catapulted niggas' careers, man. Shout out, you know, to everybody at Thizz. But, you know, I had a big part in that with my DVD, definitely. And if niggas want to hate and not be real with themselves, then fuck them. Period. I know what happened. Period. Dre wasn't on the level he was until that DVD came out. When that DVD came out, he skyrocketed. Period.com. Say I'm wrong.
Yeah, shit definitely needs to be, these kids need to know their history. You know what I'm saying?
But be honest. Was Dre on the level he was the whole Thizz movement, Thizz Entertainment, was that shit on the level it was before United Ghettos of America came out, Volume 1?
I didn't see Dre. I'm from Murder Dog. I didn't see it to that level
right.
either.
Exactly.
You know, he was definitely out there doing his thing, but... You know,
but it wasn't the movement. It wasn't the movement where everybody was wearing the glasses that they seen on United Ghettos of America, the no lenses and the shit that niggas was doing, Thizz dancing and shit and hopping out the car and dancing on cars. They seen all that on United Ghettos of America. They identified with that movement and Dre on that DVD. After that, boom, okay, Dre was a character. He made his own DVD after that, rocking the same shit. Next thing you know, he's out of here. But it started with my DVD though. Period. And then Thizzle Washington came out. Then Trill TV came out after that. You know what I mean? So, you know, Dre was my nigga. You know what I mean? Period. We all was rocking together at that time. It was me, Dre, Three Times Crazy, and the Mob Figures. We was all rocking together. Period. Pushing that movement.
Yeah,
you got the classic. You got the classic cap session on there with Bart and Mac Dre clown each other. When Bart told the nigga he had on the extra medium jeans, you know what I mean? When he told the nigga Mac Dre he had the extra mediums on. So it's classic footage on that DVD. Period. Not to just go on a little rant or nothing. I'm just telling niggas the truth, man. Game recognized game and real recognized real. I'd be hella humble. You know what I mean? But fuck being humble. I ain't being no humble no more. Niggas better get game and get credit what's credit's due, period. A lot of niggas be hating, you know what I mean? And shit, without Yuck, a lot of shit wouldn't be popping, period. .com, nigga. Now.
That's what's up.
Straight up. You know, not to pop my collar, not to, you know what I mean, ruffle nobody's feathers. I'm just telling the truth, my nigga, period. You know?
That's what's up. No, speak your mind, man. Feel free.
Right.
But, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, I gotta get to them advertising dollars, Yuck. You know what I'm saying, got some cats getting ready to come out right now. Is there anything you want to say before we go?
Oh, yeah, man, Half Baked, man, in stores right now, man, in stores and on iTunes right now. Go get that thing, man. And, look for the Regime Dragon Gang album coming. We're about to drop the mixtape first, The Year of the Dragon. And then look for my new album after that. JJ Based on a True Story coming with a DVD and a CD, man. So it's about to turn up, man. It's The Year of the Dragon, man. Smoke Light Records, man. And follow me on Twitter at The Real Yuck Mouth. That's what's up.
All right. Thanks for calling in, man. Appreciate you.
All right. For sure.
Peace. All right. We got to, you know what I'm saying? We definitely got to call our people before the show's out. You know what I'm saying? We're going over there to Deep, Deep West. You know what I'm saying? The homie Super Fast Millions. Going to hit him up real quick. Get him on the show. Appreciate Yuck for calling in. You know what I'm saying? Better late than never. So it's all good. But let's get our people over here. Let's see what's cracking.
Yeah.
Super, what's up, homie?
Hey, how you doing, friend?
Man, doing good, you know what I'm saying? Didn't expect Yuck to call in about almost 40 minutes late, but better late than never, you know what I'm saying? But I definitely wanted to reach out to you guys because, you know what I'm saying, you guys are the spotlight artists of the show. If you can, explain a little bit about the movement you got going with Deep, Deep West.
All right. I'm going to actually pass the mic over to Fire, man. He's from the islands, and this is where it all stems from. So just with all due respect, I'm going to pass it to Fire real quick. Break it down for us.
That's what's up.
What's good, Prez?
Hey, what's up, Fire? I appreciate you, brother. How you doing?
We're good, man. We appreciate you, you know, having us on your radio show, allowing us to be a voice out there. Basically, Deep West is a collaboration of four artists, you know, stemming off from Hawaii. But basically, we got, you know, my boy Smooth Daddy, who's representing New York. We've got Superfast Millions of Great coming out of Washington, Seattle. Got my boy Q Dog coming straight from Dallas, Texas, and myself from Hawaii. So we're just a collaboration of dudes that just got together and wanted to really change the face or remake the face of hip-hop and also be a stronghold for hip-hop on the island. That's basically where we're coming
from. You definitely got to let people know, you know what I'm saying, that hip-hop is there and it's alive and it's doing well. Are you guys, like, particularly where you're from, are you guys, like, one of the first acts to really put shit down, or is there a scene out there? How would you describe it?
Well, Prez, this is Q-Dog talking, coming in from Dallas, Texas. Basically,
what's up,
you know, it's been a lot of people out here that have been doing it for a while. Wanted to give a shout-out, give credit where credit is due. Give respect to the Salt Squad Riders. They've been doing it for entertainment for about, I'll say, about good 9-10 years. There's a lot of other people that have just been paving the way for people like us. You know, the three of us are not from Hawaii. We all came here, you know, just to make a change in our lives, and then it turns out this hip-hop music brought us all together. So we're all just continuing with that, and pretty much everybody out here that has something to do with music, we're trying to get them all together, all aspects of hip-hop, that be DJing, MCs, B-boys, graffiti artists, all of that. You know, it's a beautiful thing. Hip-hop is worldwide, and that's how we do it. We do it for the islands, but we're taking it worldwide, baby.
That's what's up. And I definitely want to shout you guys out. And the homie Superman, because you guys have been fucking with us pretty hard, man. You've been fucking with UGS Promotions, you know what I'm saying, Underground Society, and now the Murder Master Music Show. So we definitely want to extend, you know what I'm saying, an invitation to come on the show anytime you want, you know what I'm saying, and send me music whenever. So, you know, once again, I apologize for having you on a little bit late. You know what I'm saying, like I said, the homie Yuck, he was... you know, coming down out of the clouds or something, you know. So, but you know what? That's what we do. We got him in and out. Dub C stayed for 40 minutes. So if he would have called on time, maybe we would have had 40 minutes with him. But that's the thing about this show. I don't care who you are, no matter what level you're on, you know what I'm saying? We're here to pay homage to you. And if you're going to call in all Hollywood and late, then, hey, you're not going to get much time. I don't care if you're the president of the United States, fuck it, you know. But I definitely want to get to you guys, man. Now you guys got this Deep West movement going on. What's the first project you guys got coming out that we can look forward to?
We've got a 15-track album that we're working on right now. We're getting in the studios. We're about to bump some stuff. We're coming at all angles. The one good thing about this group is that we have every single type of sound that you could think about in hip-hop, and that includes, you know, that raw East Coast feel, that West Coast feel, that Dirty South, and then this new thing, which is Deep West, which is representing Hawaii. So that mix itself is coming out. We're hoping for early fall that we can bump out those 15 tracks for you guys. We'll probably be having a couple singles popping out, too, even sooner than that. So, yeah, you guys should just keep your ears peeled, and, you know, we'll definitely shoot that out to you guys.
Yeah,
definitely. You know what I'm saying? We definitely want to continue to play your music on the show. Now, you know what I'm saying? Being from the islands, being from Hawaii, I actually reviewed a cat back in the day. His name was 3D. Did you ever hear of him? It's just like, I'm talking 98, 99, some shit like that. He had an album called Funk the World. But you guys definitely have a flavor out there that is different from anywhere else. How would you guys describe your sound for the people that never heard you before?
I got this one. What up, Prez? It's Smooth. It's good.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
All right, well, basically, it's like
an overall collective, you know, combination of, you know, different types of lyrical content, you know, from the West, Hawaii, New York, and we just try to blend it all together and just come up with something fresh and new. You know, I can tell you, like, me being here and, like, from what I've heard, nobody's ever really done this before. It's either been a bunch of little cats or, you know, a lot of the so-called hippie hip-hop, if you want to call it. You know, it's never really been, like, this kind of underground movement. Like, you know, we're about to set off right here with this.
And you know, for people, if they want to, I definitely, before we get out of here, I mean, we're going to be here for a little bit, but I definitely want to get your website, all your info. Where can people check out your music? You know, other than here, of course.
We actually, this is super fast again, Prez. We actually just putting all the pieces together right now. We got a Twitter, Deep West. What is it?
MySpace.
We got all this shit. If you Google Deep West, you're going to see us. You know what I'm saying? We're slapping together a website right now. You know what I'm saying? But if you get at any of us on Facebook, Super Fast Millions, Fire, you know what I'm saying, or Q-Dog, then you can find all the things that's going on. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, it's just going to be very powerful, and everybody is spitting high potency lyrical content from their own perspective, and that's the other thing, too. It's not like, you know what I'm saying? It's not no joke at all, man. I'm, like, thoroughly amazed and humbled by these cats every time we get together and do music, and they constantly force me to step it up to another level. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, we make sure we got you guys got all the info. You know what I'm saying? We make sure we buy another slot, a couple of slots on this joint, you know what I'm saying, and share it when we got all the pieces together. But we definitely want to come on here, make our presence felt, and pay homage to the grace. You know, they did it before us, man, and yourself as well, you know, because you've been in the game for a long time, giving us a voice, you know what I'm saying, an ability to breathe, man. Everybody trying to put their foot on our neck, you know, so, you know,
I
thank
appreciate
you, man.
That, man. I appreciate it. You guys always have a home here, you know what I'm saying, and definitely got respect for what you guys are doing. How many guys are actually in the group?
We've got a total of four. Yep.
And everybody bring, like you said, everybody brings their own thing to the table. So that's what's up. Do you guys, now I know Super, I know you do some solo stuff. You're getting ready to drop another mixtape. Do the rest of the guys, do you guys do solo stuff too? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're all individual artists as well as a group. You know, for myself, you can find my stuff on firemusic.com. And from my perspective, I bring a lot more of like the island flavor. So not only do I do hip-hop, but I do a little bit of reggae, which I try to bring that influence in with the group, which creates a nice sound, and it makes it a lot easier for the people on the island to be able to swallow and to take that rather than just hearing raw hip-hop.
Yeah.
So that's one avenue that we're venturing out to. But like Smooth said, we're branching out, you know, on all aspects. That's, you know, the club, that's the street, and that's the island.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing, you know. We always sit together with our different styles, you know. It constantly creates motivation within us to try to find something new that we can do individually. As Fire said, we all are individual artists, by the way. You can find my music at reverbation.com/QDogMusic with 2 G's. Myself personally, coming from the South, I have two things I usually do. It's either that Deep West, heavy, aggressive, crunk style, get it popping type music, or that laid back country rap like UGK. I mean, we all really just got different things that we do, and the fact that, you know, just four different people from four different places could come together and cover so much ground.
Yeah.
You know, it's groundbreaking.
Yeah.
That earthquake, the tsunami maker, yeah. That's bringing sound waves to percolation. You know, that's how we do it.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you guys meshed together real good. You got that chemistry, and that's what makes, you know what I'm saying, great groups. So, you know, I definitely look forward to more stuff from you guys in the future. What would you say, I want to ask, any one of you guys can answer this, or all of you can answer this, how do you feel about the current state of the rap game? Do you feel, I mean, you know, I asked Dub C this, he kind of did his little Crip Walk dance around it a little bit, you know, but, you know, much respect to him, but how do you guys feel about the current state of hip hop? Is it fucked?
Well, we're gonna all answer.
Well, we're going to all answer this, but we're going to let Smooth start this off because this fool's got some shit to say about that.
Hey, yo, friends.
Yeah.
Yo, yeah, it's fucked up. It's like real fucked up. It's like I ain't gonna be biased about it, you know. I'm like, this is where I live, why I got my family here. I've been here 10 years, but I'm from East Flatbush, Brooklyn. So it's like, you know, I've been listening to shit real, you know, for a while, and it's like real fucked up. A lot of cats that supposed to get love don't get love. It's like real cosmetic, man. It's like my daughter. Like, she don't even know, she don't know who Jay-Z is, she don't know who none of them niggas is. And I'm, like, so proud of that shit, man. You know, because it's, like, it's just bad.
That's what's up. My daughter don't even listen to any music at all. I'm trying to get her to listen to music or something.
And it's, like, the funny shit, I don't even be trying to force feed her. She know her dad rapping shit, but she don't listen to none of my shit. But she don't know who none of these motherfucking rappers is. She know who Michael Jackson is, Whitney Houston, shit like that. But it's like,
yeah.
I want her to discover it on her own, you know what I mean? Music. It don't even got to be hip-hop. I don't want to take that from her, so I don't be trying to force feed her shit. And she's 10 years old, and she don't know none of these fucking rappers is.
Well, hey, I want to tell you this. You know what I'm saying? I want to play your song. We're almost out of time. But I want to, since, you know what I'm saying, technical difficulties with Yuck, I want to offer an invitation for you guys to come on Sunday. We got some special guests, and we'll finish this interview then, if that's cool with y'all.
That's
what's up. That's what's up. Thanks for coming on, fellas.
All right.
Hey, much love.
Thanks for having us.
Peace.
Peace.
Summertime music, provide. What? You ain't hip yet? Man, Hawaii is the deep, deep west. Favor highly and consider the best. Where is Johnny if we dip a finesse?
What?
You ain't hip yet? Man, Hawaii is the deep, deep west. Favor highly and consider the best. Where is Johnny if we dip a finesse? Never trippin', now you dippin' with the best. Tropical chronic for your optics, never no stress. Mobbin' fool, or hoppin' too, don't need no best. Gangsta's paradise is here for the rest. Vibe to it, get live to it, they got. Move and grind to it, jiggle their mind fluid with text. I'm super fast, millions fly from the northwest. 206 to the 808, come try to be some things for your feet clips like snitches, keep names for your lame lawyers, public pretenders, they trade some change for your game over. Your incentive is living range over. Luxury tenders, tenders, brought to this game sober. Change over, payment these lanes, may not take over. Games is up in these type veins, I'd like to make blow up. Wait, what you mean they won't try to test? Come bring that noise in them air words, just gon' find a mess.
What?
You ain't hip yet? Man, Hawaii is the deep, deep west. Favor highly and consider the best. Where we shiny and we dip for finesse.
What?
You ain't hip yet? Man, Hawaii is the deep, deep west. Favor highly and consider the best. Where we shiny and we dip for finesse. Yeah.